tree arise to me.
But it wasn't like this in winter. There was no sitting outside then. In winter, the windows were frozen up inside and out. The children had to be content with warming pennies by the fire and pressing them against the window panes to make peepholes.
I can see you.
I can see you. Shall I come round and play?
And Kay would have to go all the way down his stairs and all the way up Gerda's stairs till he reached the room that she shared with her grandmother. And they would listen to her stories of long ago.
Oh, come on in, Kay. Is it snowing yet?
Yes, it is. Look how fast it's coming down.
That's the swarming of the white bees.
The white bees, Grandmama. They're snowflakes. Is there a queen bee as well?
Oh, yes, there's a queen bee as well. She's always here on winter nights, flying through the streets and peeping in at the windows. She's the one who makes them freeze up. She makes patterns on them, just like flowers.
Could she get inside?
Just let her try. I put her on the stove and watch her melt.
Well, now, should Kay have said that? That night, before he went to sleep, he peeped through the little spy hole he'd made in his bedroom window. He watched the snowflakes swarming like a flurry of white bees. One of them came to rest on the rose tree on his windowsill. It grew, and it grew, and it grew. It took the shape of a woman dressed from head to feet in shimmering white.
How beautiful she is! Her eyes are like black stars. Is she the Snow Queen?
Remember me, Kay. Remember me. Always.
No, I won't remember you! Go away!
Kay kept the picture of the Snow Queen in his heart, and it dazzled him to think about her. But as winter turned to spring, and then to summer, all the memory of that winter night faded away as if it had been a dream.
I've just come back from the market with presents for you both. Oh. I want to see what I've brought you.
Yes, please.
Gerda, these are for you.
Oh, thank you, Grandmama. Red shoes. They're beautiful. I've always wanted red shoes. Are they really for me?
Well, they're certainly not for Kay. But I have managed to buy him something.
Oh.
Here you are, Kay.
Boots! Real boots!
They're for winter, really, so they'll be a bit big yet. Try them on.
Oh, they're perfect. You sound like a squeaky old man.
I put a bit of wax on them for you.
No, I like them like this.
Well, we'll certainly hear you coming.
What shall we play?
We haven't counted the roses on our tree today. There might be more now.
Some of them are dying already. The petals are falling.
We can make patterns with them.
Oh, are you all right?
Something in my eye. Can you get it out?
Keep still. Let me dab it. I can't see anything there. Has it gone now?
I think so. But my heart. It hurts. It hurts.
Grandma!
Oh,
quick!
It hurts.
Oh, she's not there. I don't know what to do.
Oh,
keep still, Kay. Let me hold you.
It's gone.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's gone. What on earth are you crying for? I told you, it's gone. Oh, these flowers are horrible.
Stop it! What are you doing? You break our tree.
I don't want to play anymore. Oh, I'm going home.
All these boots, they're too big. How do they expect you to wear them?
It worked! It worked! My wonderful magic mirror right to his heart. It's gone. And it's never come out again. Never!
How could Gerda possibly understand what had happened to her best friend? She thought she must have done something wrong and that he would forget about it the next day and come running across to play with her. But he didn't. The rose petals fell from the tree, and autumn came, and then winter. Snowflakes fluttered down, and windows froze up. Gerda warmed a penny by the fire and pressed it against the glass to make a peephole. She looked across to Kay's house, and you can imagine how pleased she was when she saw that he had made a peephole too, just like he used to do.